When opera singer David Daniels walks on stage tomorrow night, he'll be making a little bit of musical history. Daniels will be the first countertenor ever to have a solo recital at Carnegie Hall. Not so long ago, countertenors occupied an obscure and almost forgotten corner of the operatic world. Their origins are strange. They sing the roles that were once created for the castrati, men who were physically altered in order to keep their voices high. Countertenors, says Daniels, come by their voices more naturally.
Any man on the street, construction worker, anybody, if you ask them to sing a falsetto, they can sing a falsetto tone. Justin Timberlake, oh my God, such a classical singer. Justin Timberlake sings falsetto all the time. It's the same thing I do. It's just that it's a little more cultivated, and I've worked on it quite a lot to strengthen it.
How did you discover your own countertenor voice?
Singing is what I always wanted to do. It's what I had always visualized for myself, what I had always dreamed about. And to not be able to do it successfully as a tenor was a real struggle for me upstairs. And so I went to see a psychologist thinking that something was wrong. There was a reason why I was scared to sing as a tenor. That's when I started to talk to my therapist about my other voice and how easy it is and how natural it feels and how I can sing high and low and loud and soft, and it brings me so much pleasure. And she was struck by the fact that it sounded as if I was talking about someone else's voice, that it belonged to someone else, that it wasn't my own vocal cords that were making this sound. And so that's when it really hit me, wow, this is what I should be doing.
Well, why do you suppose you resisted it so much? I mean, you did say, were you embarrassed by that voice? I mean, did you feel it wasn't a good enough voice or something?
No, it just, at that time in school, the countertenor voice was what you heard in music history classes. There was no precedent set, really, of someone having a major career supporting themselves as a countertenor. Certainly not at the Metropolitan Opera and San Francisco Opera and Paris Opera and that type of thing. And this is what I always wanted to do. So it just never came to my mind that I thought this was something to do to entertain at parties and, you know, to sing around the house in the shower and the car. I certainly didn't think it was something that was marketable.
Now, at this point, within the world of opera, there are many good countertenors, and it has become, in fact, a voice that you hear more commonly, certainly, than when you were in school. How did that come about? How has the countertenor become more common now?
Well, I think there are many reasons. Brian Asawa, who is a countertenor my age, a colleague of mine, came just before me. And then I came along, and then we started to have recording contracts for myself, for Brian, for Andreas Scholl, German countertenor. And then opera companies started to do the repertoire. It's very ironic, actually, because they're looking for something new and interesting to put on for their audience, not just another, you know, Traviata or Bohème. And they went to the old music to find something new.
Let's talk about the repertoire. And why is it that Handel, in particular, has written so much music for countertenors?
Well, he wrote his big heroic roles, Julius Caesar, Rinaldo, Tamerlano. All these emperors and dictators were all written for the castrati, mostly for a castrato named Senesino. You know, mezzos sang these roles dressed as men for years. A lot of people really like the countertenor singing these roles because not only now we have the power and the stamina to sing these roles, but you also have a man playing a man, which a lot of people really prefer.
Let me ask you about one of the specific songs that you're singing at Carnegie Hall, because it's also on your latest CD, Despair No More Shall Wound Me.
You know, this is the first aria I ever learned. It's interesting that you'd ask me about it. When I told my teacher at Michigan, George Shirley, that I wanted to be a countertenor, he said, well, why don't you work on something this week, bring it in next week. So that week of preparation was the most fun I had had singing in my life, because I was singing in a voice type that was so natural feeling to me and that I had so much confidence around. And the aria that I learned for him was Despair No More Shall Wound Me. And I'm still singing it, 10 years later.
Despair no more shall wound me. Despair no more shall wound me. Since you so kind of approved, since you so kind of approved. Despair no more shall wound me. Shall wound me. Since you so kind, so kind, since you so kind, so kind to prove.
It's from the opera Semele. It's his last aria of the opera, and it's love has come back to him, and it's just nothing will hurt him anymore. It's all happiness from here on out. So it's interesting to be able to sing that at Carnegie.
One other thing I wanted to ask you about, and that is, you're a sports fan, aren't you?
Huge. Huge.
Can you ever imagine yourself singing the national anthem at the Super Bowl? Or at any sort of big sporting event?
Well, not now. Maybe later on in my life if we... I don't know. Right at this point, singing as a countertenor in front of 45,000 fans who don't know really what the voice type is, it might be a little too much of a shock. I could get the same reaction Roseanne did when she sang it.
Thanks so much, David. It was good talking to you.
Thank you very much.
Countertenor David Daniels will be appearing tomorrow night in a solo recital at Carnegie Hall.